Great talk, by the way, on cattle exporting to various countries around the world. And first of all, what's your message?
Well, my message was mainly for the producers here that have interest in, or maybe they've been approached by international buyers for exporting their cattle, because it's a really value-added market that gets overlooked and there's not a lot known about it.
One of your eyebrow-raising moments was the comments about traceability. You might talk about traceability in your experience as you go around the world and see what others are doing and how trade is moving.
I'm glad you asked that, Gary, because I'm kind of passionate about this one. I see firsthand, traveling around the globe, where we are getting left behind in the global market because we don't have a traceability program in place. First and foremost, I think it's really important in the United States, because if we were to have a disease outbreak, that's, you know, where are we without traceability? That would be first and foremost. But we're getting left behind in the global markets by not having a good program in place.
As we talk about NAFTA renegotiations, the TTP conversations and all those things, it sounds like a pretty major issue in terms of possibilities, even if we had those trade deals come through.
It is. I was just telling a friend of mine, you know, how disappointed I was that we did not get into TPP. However, had we got into TPP, we would find that there's a lot of countries out of those 11 countries that we couldn't ship beef or cattle into because we do not have traceability in place on our cattle.
Very interesting. Changing gears a little bit. Of course, you were an exhibitor over at the Summit de l'Élevage in France, and I know you're speaking to some of your cattle counterparts at the NCBA about the possibilities of maybe producer talks with French cattle leaders over there. Any progress, or what are you hearing from the scuttlebutt on your visits about that?
I'm working pretty hard on some of my friends here in NCBA to raise their level of awareness on the opportunities and the importance of maybe, as I call it, cracking an egg over in France, because, you know, France is the largest cattle producer and one of the largest with all their agriculture in the EU. If we have cattlemen of like mind in France that would like to see trade going on between the two countries, because they've got some good cattle and they'd like to sell some of their genetics here in the United States, if we can get them on board, that's going to make the rest of the EU go a lot easier. So I think that we should not waste this opportunity. And this show, the Summit, is an amazing show. It's one of the largest shows in Europe, and it's incredibly well attended by a lot of other international countries. So that in itself is the opportunity that I think we should be looking at.
Appreciate your time. What am I not asking you might want to throw out to the cattle industry listeners?
Yeah, Gary, I know that we've got a lot of state associations out there that are also working on traceability within their state associations, and especially being able to work with the state vets. And I guess I'm pretty passionate and heartfelt about how important this issue is to our industry in so many different ways. So there's one thing I'd like to say out there to a lot of producers who are afraid of traceability, and especially making it mandatory. You don't have to go buy a computer or a wand or anything. If we come to something like this, we're merely asking that you go to possibly an RFI or an EID ear tag instead of metal tag. And that's the end of your responsibility. Once that animal leaves your farm or ranch, it's other people's responsibility to trace it. And it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing in so many ways, and it's going to put more money in your pocket. So we're asking you to spend maybe $1.50, and I'm going to be harsh when I say this. If you can't afford that, maybe you don't need to be in the cattle business.
We're becoming a global market more and more, and just faster and faster. There's no turning that around, obviously.
The train's left the station. It's not going back. We are a global community, and if we get left behind on international trade, it's going to put a lot of us out of business.
Appreciate it. Renee Strickland, thank you very much.